Tim Walz calls for statewide protest to grab control of Minneapolis shooting investigation. By Neil Monroe on January 9, 2026. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is demanding his deputies be allowed to take over the high-stakes federal investigation into the death of an anti-ICE protester in Minneapolis. Control over the investigation is important because it allows the federal government to investigate the origins of the woman's death, including the Democrats' tacit or active support for the massive level of Somali fraud in the state. In turn, the investigation could ignore the Somali money if it is run by Walz's political appointees. Walz made his demand in a Thursday evening appeal for all state residents, including on-the-job employees, to hold a dramatic day of unity and a moment of silence, at 10 a.m. Central Time. "We need Minnesota to carry out this investigation, to make sure that the professionals at the BCA, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and local law enforcement who's in charge of law enforcement, make sure we do the investigation, and then to pull back this unnecessary, federal ICE, surge. I'd ask everyone to pause for a moment of silence. To remember, the protester, Renee Good, also to remember all that's good and right about this nation. To rise up to make sure that we're being very, very clear about this, that we expect our constitutional rights to be respected. That law enforcement is local, that we expect accountability of our elected leaders, and that we are not going to go quietly." Walz couched his power grab as a respect for constitutional rights, even though he is demanding that Americans lose their civil rights to have their popular immigration laws enforced against a pro-migration state government. Earlier on Thursday, Walz demanded a role in the investigation, saying, "I just want to make this as clear as possible to everyone. Minnesota must be part of this investigation." The demand is magnified by The Washington Post and The New York Times, both of which put Walz's complaints at the top of their news sites on Tuesday evening. So far, Trump's top deputies are rejecting his demand. The shooting involved a federal law enforcement official engaging in federal law enforcement action, Vice President J.D. Vance told reporters on Thursday. "That's a federal issue." Related, J.D. Vance, "Tim Walz was either incompetent or in on the fraud." GOP leaders seem set to use the investigation to expose the Democratic fraud and the party's subordination to Somali political demands in the run-up to the 2026 midterm elections. Walz needs to gain control over the investigation because President Trump's deputies can use it to follow the Somali money throughout the Democratic Party apparatus, and perhaps into the personal bank accounts of many Democrats. Walz and the Democratic Party indirectly fund the street protests, and state officials help to direct the protests. On Wednesday, GOP legislators told the U.S. Congress that Walz's deputies threaten state auditors who try to follow the billions of dollars in state funding as it flows from taxpayers' accounts into the imported, clannish, and politically powerful Muslim population within Minnesota. The auditors have explained that they live in a constant state of fear of retaliation, State Representative Marion Rarick, R, told the House hearing. "In our face-to-face meetings with the X group of state-employed whistleblowers, they revealed that workplace retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, being blacklisted from all state agencies, and I would note, most likely our largest counties as well, which are Democrat-run. And then there was a veiled threat of the use of military intelligence against them. One example that the whistleblowers let me know about comes from Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. On April 12, 2024, Flanagan comes to a DHS Health and Human Services Equity Conference at the Heritage Center and Brooklyn Center in Minneapolis. On stage, Flanagan acknowledged the X account and the fraud concerns it raised, but publicly denounced the X government whistleblowers and called them weirdos and losers sitting in their mother's basement. This was in a public setting with hundreds of participants and elicited gasps among the crowd. "We've been yelling from every rooftop possible about fraud," the group of state whistleblowers declared on January 7. "Systemic issues mean that someone in leadership is advising or forcing staff to commit wrongdoing. And these leaders will be named." Many Americans in Minnesota oppose Walz's policies,